Thank you for joining us on our special segment, Wind Energy. So, do you agree that wind energy is the best way for us to generate energy without harming the environment?
Yes, I do agree with that statement. However, I believe that hydroelectric power has much more potential.
But how? You know wind energy has expanded. From 1880 to 1930, already over 6 million windmills were established and could power the whole western United States rural areas.
That's impressive, but hydroelectric power only needs the push of water to produce electricity. Also, after the cost of building a dam and power plant, the electricity is less expensive.
Ha! I bet you didn't know that wind gives water the push it needs to convert into hydroelectricity.
Well, maybe you didn't know that one windmill only produces so much energy that it needs a vast amount of land for it to actually be efficient.
Okay, you got me there. But to convert water to energy also takes up space. For water to convert into energy, you need large power plants and dams, which involves construction, and that affects the ecosystem.
Speaking of the ecosystem, I am aware that windmills can disrupt the migration of some birds. Also, only a few places on Earth have enough wind to rely on it to meet energy needs, and only 20% of windmills are actually efficient.
Okay, that may be true. However, the process of wind energy does not consume any resources, unlike hydroelectric power, which uses water.
Even though hydroelectric power uses water, 8% of electrical energy in the United States is produced by hydroelectric power plants. It is also an efficient way to produce without pollution.
Well, it looks as if hydroelectricity is one America's vote. Thank you for taking your time to come and debate, and thank you for all listeners that joined us today on our special segment.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me on the show.